you.
And 689, 23, 689, the appellant did arrive, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like we have. So back to 23663.
Branford case?
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you identify yourself?
Lieutenant Corian Carangelo, Carangelo, for Branford Police Department.
A brief opening statement from you?
Sure. The appellant applied for, his pistol permit was denied on March 28th, 2023. The reason for the denial was due to selecting no as being a respondent in a protective or restraining order in the past 5 years. The records that were located from North Haven Police Department indicated he was the respondent in an ex parte order stemming from a family violence incident. In addition, he omitted his address, which I won't provide due to confidentiality of this public forum, which was his address at the time of that incident. Due to the false statement and the alleged incident of family violence, I could not in good conscience issue the permit.
Thank you. And your restatement, sir?
Sure. In July of 2019, I ended a long-term relationship with my partner at the time. She did not respond amicably to this termination. She began to stalk me on a burner phone. Over the course of the following 6 months, I had received over 500 text messages from untraceable numbers with threatening contacts, for example, telling me to kill myself. By nature, I am a non-confrontational person, and at the time, I did not seek my own protection order against her, as I hoped that her behavior would stop. She, however, was very persistent in her threatening behavior. In August of 2019, she filed for an emergency protection order against me. As you may know, these protection orders are usually granted without consideration of the defending party.
Sir, let me just interrupt. Yep. This is just a brief statement of your position, not your whole position.
Okay. Sure.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your case in chief?
Sure. Do you want me to begin questioning?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question of the lieutenant real quick?
Yes.
Lieutenant, on our copy of the application, I see where you checked no for the protective order.
That's right.
And then I see 8-8-2019 with some initials.
Those are my initials.
Understood. And GA7
is yours also. Written by me. Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. Thank you very much.
I should have made a color copy. I apologize
for
that.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know if it, I just want to make sure it wasn't him that wrote that.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, that's okay. Okay, so do you recall being the subject to an ex parte restraining order in 2019 as you
Yes.
stated? Okay. Did you attend a hearing to dispute that order?
I did.
Okay. And can you provide detail on the family violence incident or event that was discussed during that hearing?
So there was no particular event. As I was going to say, she just tried to, you know, seek a restraining order against me. As the result of her deranged behavior, and that's ultimately what became of it.
Okay. So is there a reason you selected no when asked about the order in your application?
The reason I selected no was because in court it had been denied and the ruling was no continuous threat. And I have the decree here if anyone would like to see it.
Okay. Can you provide detail on why you omitted the address, which I again won't provide, on your application, which was your address at the time of the incident?
Yeah, this was just a simple misunderstanding on my part in terms of the verbiage of the application. Permanent address is in Branford, of course, and yes, I was living at that address at the time of the incident,
okay,
per se.
Were there any other addresses that you had lived at in the last 7 years? This was in 2023, so the application references just the last 7 years.
2023 would be 7 years, so 2015, 2016. Yes, I was in Denver, Colorado, attending my
medical residency.
Okay. I have another address here, which I won't provide, but I'll just give the town. Was there ever a time you lived in West Hartford?
Dental school, yes.
Okay. And were there any other addresses other than the address from your application that you lived at in Branford?
I grew up
at a different location.
At a different location in Branford, yes.
Okay. When you completed your application, did you review the false statement as grounds for denial declaration, which is on the last page?
Can you provide clarification?
The last page of the application just states, I understand that any false statement herein, which I do not believe to be true, which is intended to mislead a public servant in the performance of his or her official function, is punishable by law. Further understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application. Did you review that part when you signed it?
Yes, I did. Okay. Again, I'm not very good at filling applications sometimes, so.
Okay. That's all I have.
Do you have questions for her?
I do not.
Any questions from the board?
You still live in Branford now?
Correct. Thank you. Was there any follow-up after you received the application with the appellant?
I did not. It does seem like this is more of a confusion when he was filling out the application. And as I did state, just being under the family violence umbrella, I wasn't comfortable moving forward with approving it. So I felt that this forum would be best to hear what he had to say regarding that.
Any other issues, any issues in Branford that caused a question his stability?
Absolutely none. And I also, I just want to add to that, I did call North Haven Police Department, which was the report that indicated this incident, and they didn't have anything either.
So the restraining order was not the result of an arrest or anything, correct?
Correct. So it references a family violence incident, but I also want to point out it was written by a records clerk there, and there wasn't an actual investigation into a family violence incident, but it was documentation. Again, in public service, we have to take the matters very seriously. It was documented, and the result of that was that it was not held in court, ex parte.
Yep. And there was no evidence that there was a physical confrontation or anything like that?
No.
And based on his testimony today and stuff, do you find him unsuitable still?
Well, his suitability was not my concern. It was mostly the false statement.
Yep.
I understand how it can be confusing, but overall I have nothing indicating that he's violent or has any family violence history other than that record from North Haven.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Your case, sir?
I guess I'll just pick up where I left off. Again, the matter was taken to court and the protection order was lifted by the overseeing judge with the ruling of no continuous threat. I'm a medical professional and an upstanding law-abiding citizen. I would never cause harm to anyone. As I stated before, I'm a non-confrontational person by nature.
Some of us might take exception to
that. Fair enough. I try to be as gentle as possible. But it is a scary world out there in this day and age, and I'd just like to be able to protect myself and my family. If for any reason I was faced by harm that would warrant the use of a firearm per, of course, the state of Connecticut laws and statutes, just please reconsider the original decision. Thank you for your time.
Do you have questions from the appellant?
No.
Questions from the board? Summary.
This is a denial by the town of Branford. The denial was for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure or a lack of checking yes under the question regarding a protective or restraining order. He had had a ex parte restraining order in effect in August of 2019. The application was, I believe, in 2023. So he was still within that 5-year window. He should have checked yes. And the appellant also failed to list one address, or at least one Seems like there was two addresses he should have listed on the application under previous addresses within the last 7 years. Other than that, there's no other questions of suitability on this account.
Any comments from members of the board? Ready for a vote, Dr. Conrad? Attorney Simonetti?
Appellant.
Appellant, ma'am.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.